Hey, everybody. Yes. Yes. Welcome back to episode number 66 of the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Jason Rothman. I'm here, as always, with my great co-host, one of the greatest AdWords managers on the planet. If you combine what you know about your business with what he knows about Google AdWords, you're going to get great AdWords results and your business is going to grow. Chris, I'm not here to talk about what you're wearing or not wearing. I'm not here to talk about what's tight and what's not tight, because it's got nothing to do with what we're talking about today. And frankly, it's been brought to my attention that's unprofessional. So I'm just here to say thank you for doing the show with me. It's an honor to be able to talk AdWords with you every week. It really is. You're one of the best. And thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Jason. I appreciate your professionalism and keeping the chit-chat at a minimum, because our listeners are here for the business. And if you want the fun, if you want the pleasure, check out our YouTube video. We chatted up a little bit on YouTube before we start, but we're here for business. People are driving. You know, they want to get through traffic and get to work or get home, and they only have a certain amount of time. We got to get through this stuff. We got some good stuff today. Jason, although he called and said, he called me out and says, you know, I'm a phenomenal AdWords guy. Jason's got lots of information that, you know, I don't dabble in. And he came up with this idea. Let's talk about Google Analytics and AdWords. And honestly, Jason, as we've kind of discussed ahead of time, you know, just kind of feeling out what the show is going to be about, Jason knows quite a bit about and dives a bit more into analytics than I do. So I'm going to be learning about how analytics can be used in AdWords and beyond my comfort level. So I'm excited to learn, you know, Jason, how you use it, how it can benefit AdWords, how it can benefit for the purpose of driving traffic and conversions for your clients and our listeners.
Right on. And, you know, you're hyping it up here like I'm going to have some secret analytics things I do. Absolutely. I really don't, Chris.
I think you do. I think everyone's going to be blown away. Right?
Well, I hope so. I'm just trying to cover all bases here, Chris. We talk about AdWords, but we're basically building the world's biggest book on Google AdWords in podcast form.
That's true.
And how can you not talk about Google Analytics? You're like the guy who goes on a double date with your wife's friend and her friend's husband, and you talk with the guy during dinner, and you never ask about him again, because you're self-centered and focused on your own world. And I know you're that guy, Chris.
That's true.
But I'm the guy who goes, hey, what's up with Nacho? That's one of my girlfriend's friend's husbands.
Nacho.
Nacho. We went over there once. Andrea and Nacho, if they're listening, we went over there. We had a great time. We bonded. I asked about him, but I never get to see him now. So I ask about him. I want to follow up. And analytics is like AdWords wife's friend's husband. Like, it's related. You don't have to deal with it if you don't want to. But if you're a good guy like I am, if you're curious, you see how analytics can work with AdWords. You get that analogy, Chris?
What a beautiful illustration. I was wondering where we were going, but I like that. It makes sense.
Are you that guy or not? Will you ask about your wife's friend's husband?
I hate chit chat. I hate small talk. So you're absolutely right. If we're going to talk, either we're going to be best friends and we're going to talk, or we're going to just skip the whole thing and eat in silence. So
Wow. Well, if anyone wants to go on a double date with me and my girlfriend,
you'll have more fun with Jason.
I'll talk it up. So, Chris, let's get into Google Analytics. Let's first talk about what's going to make you mad, because you don't think people need to know it. But they do need to know it, and some people don't know about it. What is Google Analytics, Chris?
It's the thing that you set up after every website is built. Nowadays, let's go back a couple of years. A couple of years ago, you had to pay for analytical tracking on your website, right? Back before email was free for everyone. Back before GPS was free for everyone. All right, you hear that, millennials? There was a time when you had to pay $400 for a little device that would tell you to turn left or right. That was not always free. Google has provided an amazing software that in a day and age of free internet software and services, this should have cost, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a month, a year, for something like this. So, I mean, analytics used to be a small service to be able to track how many clicks you got. Now it can completely transform the way that you interpret your website data. You can make business decisions with this software. Right. So it's phenomenal. Basically, in order to use it, you sign up in the same way that you sign up for Gmail, and you put a piece of code on your website. The small piece of JavaScript goes on your website. And is it JavaScript? I might be wrong there. But anyway,
Script.
Okay, a piece of script on your code, on your website. And watch the magic happen. Watch the charts and the graphs and all these things pop up. And it's really interesting what you can see, especially, and this is what we're here for today, when you connect it with AdWords.
Right. Exactly. So it basically tells you about your traffic, how long they're on your site, what pages they view, and beyond that, Chris, what actions they take on your site. So the first way that you can use Google Analytics with AdWords when you link the two together, and Chris, let's just get this out of the way because I see you, I see me, I don't see Walt. We're not here to talk about e-commerce. But if you do run e-commerce campaigns, and a lot of you out there do, Chris, I honestly run into e-commerce companies that don't have e-commerce tracking set up on analytics. Mm. What it tells you guys, it tells you what items are ordered, how many of them, how much sales you had, and it tells you where those sales came from. So it tells you, you got 40 clicks from Facebook today, and they bought $5,000 worth of items, and these are the exact items they bought. And then it tells you people came from AdWords, and these are the keywords they searched in AdWords, and this is what they bought. This was organic Google search data. This was direct traffic. If you do email campaigns, you can tell exactly who's coming from email. And it tells you what people bought and how much sales you got. So, Chris, why don't you talk about how, and I think you have some clients who do this, how you can link AdWords to analytics and then how that e-commerce data, especially sales, shows up in AdWords.
Right. So there's always a question when it comes to e-commerce about, you know, I generated 15 sales, 15 conversions. Am I making money here? That's the question that you can definitively answer right. as an e-commerce AdWords user compared to a service provider. If you sell a widget and the widget has a certain dollar amount that is a transaction value that's done over the internet, you should be importing the transaction value, because when it comes down to it, you should immediately know how much did I spend in AdWords and how much did I sell on my website. If those two numbers are not over one, you are in the red. You are losing money. You're spending more in AdWords than you're making on your website. So it has to be over 1.0. 1.0 is breaking even. 1.1 means you made money off of that campaign over that time period.
Right. And you'll be able to see, like, if you sell tennis shoes, you'll be able to see the keyword Nike basketball shoes brought in X amount of conversions. You'll have a cost per conversion, say $60, and then you'll see the sale value per conversion, $80. Or you see your total cost, $700, and you'll see your total value imported from e-commerce and analytics, say $1,500. So if you're doing e-commerce, it's a no-brainer. And Chris, if you're doing e-commerce and you get that tracking, you can be really, really good at AdWords because you get all that perfect data and you know exactly how much revenue you're bringing in for each click and each keyword.
Yeah, and just to be specific, you know, I don't want to throw words out and stuff, but specifically the metric you're looking for, if you're like, oh, that's interesting, I want to know what Chris is talking about, that what's that 1.0, 1.1, you know, 2.4 number that I know I'm in the black or if I'm in the red, the number you're looking for is value over cost. You want to know if you are there's a column in there in AdWords that you can look at, and if you're importing that transaction data from Google Analytics, that means you're going to want to look at your value, conversion value over your cost, and you want that number to be above one. So there's your tip of the day.
And if it's working and if it is above one, Chris, then budget shouldn't be a question.
Yeah. Keep going.
The question should be, how can I put the most money possible into this money machine?
Yeah.
So, Chris, that's e-commerce. If anyone's interested in that, you can call Walt. Now, Chris, let's go back to our world. Goal tracking, service companies, lead generation. We all know the ways you can track leads from Google AdWords. You can track website phone calls. You can track mobile call extension. You can put conversion code on a thank you page. However, Chris, here's where analytics can come in a couple ways where you can track these lead forms, okay? There's a scenario where people aren't taking people to a – or here's a scenario for you. They are taking people to a thank you page when they complete the form. However, they don't have the ability to add more code to their website. Say it's a client that's not very website sophisticated. He outsources to some huge company and he doesn't even know who makes changes to his website. If you have access to the Google Analytics, if you're the business owner or managing his account, you can set up a goal, a destination goal in Google Analytics and say, call it a goal completion. That's the conversion word for analytics. They call it goals. Call it a goal completion when someone views the / thanks page or whatever the thank you page is. And the only way you can go to that page is if you fill out the form so you know the lead form was completed and the goal happened. So that's how you track it in the analytics, and you don't have to put that conversion code on the thank you page. Then what you can do, you can link analytics to AdWords. You can go into AdWords and import the goal from analytics into AdWords to show up as a conversion in AdWords. So that's how you do lead form tracking if you don't have the ability to put code on a thank you page. Chris, you said you don't really run into this often. I do. Everyone knows I work with a lot of movers. Let me repeat that, as silly as that sounds. Everyone knows that I work with a lot of movers.
Yes.
And these guys, they're great at moving, Chris.
But
a lot of them are really, really bad at websites.
Websites, yeah.
And I say, hey, when someone fills out your lead form, it goes to a thank you page. Here's the code. Slap it on that thank you page. And they write back and they say, Jason, did we get calls today? Like, they're not even going to acknowledge the request.
Yeah.
What?
That was Greek. Yeah. I'm going to ignore that.
Exactly. So what ends up happening is I go, okay, no worries. Can I get access to your analytics that one of those huge website companies set up for you 10 years ago? And they go, oh, yeah, sure. And then I can set up the goal myself. So, Chris, that takes care of one issue. The other one is, how do you track a lead form if the person is not being taken to a thank you page after a completion, if they're kept on the page? Now, before the show, just so everyone knows, here's how we generate ideas and podcast episodes of the Paid Search Podcast. I spend a lot of time and effort coming up with ideas, and then Chris just takes off his tight yoga pants and takes a dookie all over him. So I'm like, Chris, let's talk about analytics. He's like, dude, who doesn't have analytics on their site? Like, dude, who needs analytics when you have AdWords conversion tracking? But Chris, I know you've run into this before, and all our listeners have. What happens when you can't slap thank you page code on a thank you page because the thank you page doesn't exist? When someone fills out the form, it just does a little loading thing and says thanks right on that same page.
Mm-hmm.
Explain how Google Analytics is useful and the only option in this case.
Well, Jason, I would explain this, but I wish you wouldn't put that in my lap, because honestly, I do it in AdWords, and I'm gonna put the cart before the horse here, because there's an on-click tracking in AdWords that I use. I completely skip analytics.
Are you about to school me? Are you trying not to offend Chris? I'm here to learn, brother.
You tell me how to do it.
At the beginning of the show, I'm humble. I really am humble. For as much as I talk, I don't know how to do this in AdWords. Are you saying you know how to do this?
There is a way to. You're serious? You don't know how to? Are you pulling my chain here? It's essentially.
I'm pulling something, but I'm not pulling your chain, Chris.
You essentially set up a conversion. Go through the whole step. Assign. Okay. Give it a name. Tell it whether you want transaction data. Tell it once or every one. All the details of the typical conversion setup, and then you hit save or done or whatever that thing is. And then on the next page at the very bottom where it says copy and paste this code, look just above that. There's a tiny little drop-down arrow that you can click. On that little tiny drop-down arrow, you can change the conversion tracking type from page load to on click. And
And that what happens
that
then?
That changes the code, and then you can send it to your web developer, and they can place that on-click tracking on a button, on an email.
Okay.
On whatever, you know, whatever call to action you have that you want to track as a click. So no longer do you have to worry about a thank you page loading. You can do all of that in AdWords. So I hate to rain.
Chris, let's get the camera back on me.
There we go. Yeah.
Chris, you
I'm sorry.
If it's not there. Oh.
You didn't.
Oh, Chris.
You didn't know that?
You schooled me, Chris. This is why we do the paid search podcast, to learn.
I'm sorry.
I had no idea about that. So let me tell everyone the way I've been doing it.
Okay.
Is you go into analytics, you set up a goal called an event goal, and you track the goal, you track clicks on a button. And then people put that code on the button, and then in analytics it tracks a goal when people click on the button. You import that goal to AdWords. It's the same end result. I had no idea that you could track button clicks in AdWords, without analytics.
It's essentially hidden. It's impossible to see. There's no indication that that button can be clicked. It's a very small little triangle shape that shows that something can happen here. You know that there can be a click down on that little feature there. So, I mean, if you haven't seen it, you know, you shouldn't feel any shame for that, because I discovered it accidentally.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm honestly going to use that all the time now. I'm feeling a little self-conscious.
It's okay.
So
it's
I'm going to hit back.
These are still good
tips. No. The only way, seriously, because you said it's super hidden and it's got to be.
Yeah.
The only way anybody would know that is if you've been spending like 30 years around Google AdWords and pay-per-click, even though it's existed for 15. Like, you say you're 42.
I was there.
I have no idea how old you are. You might be 60, bro. Yeah. Like, the only reason you know this is because you're old. I'm young. Yeah. I've got my whole life ahead of me. I'm very successful. Thank you for telling me about this.
You are feeling insecure. You're just, man. Okay, let's move on to point number
three. No, Chris,
because
that's so fundamental. No, and give me another piece of credit here. You've never talked about that before.
No, I
haven't.
I rarely tell anyone that it's there, because I didn't realize it was such an unknown feature.
I had never heard of that, Chris. I always went to analytics.
Yeah, sorry. It's there, and it's great. I just used it today for a client that did not have a thank you page. So managers out there, agencies that are listening, simple solution. A client does not have a thank you page, use the on-click system within AdWords.
That's beautiful. Now let me ask you one more question about that. Do you run into – so slapping conversion code on a thank you page, a monkey could do it. Super easy, right? Do you run into any problems? I run into this with event goals and analytics every now and then on the button. Mm-hmm. It seems like people have trouble adding that conversion code. Do you run into any trouble, or if you send it to an agency kind of website people, they know what they're doing?
No, I just recently had an issue with someone saying, what URL should I return to Google? Should it be a hashtagged, you know, success, or should it be this other thing? And I was like, I don't care. It doesn't matter. And, you know, and it worked. So, no, it seems to be just as simple as the thank you page load.
Whew, I love this podcast. All right, so Chris, now we've talked about the hardest conversion tracking, e-commerce, you know the dollar amount. We've talked about the softer but still pretty hardcore tracking, lead forms and phone calls. Let's talk about a little bit of the softer side of tracking. Let me give you an example, because you know I love examples. I have a client who has Google Analytics on their website. But the idea of getting them, they're in the medical field, to put code on their buttons or on a thank you page, that ain't going to happen, Chris. It's just not going to happen. They don't manage their website. They don't know who did, basically, and it's been years, and it's an old website. But I still want conversions to go off of to know what's working or not. So this is where tracking AdWords traffic data comes into play. And I track things like bounce rates, I track pages per visit, and I track time on site. And I've set up my own goals in analytics, and I said, call it a goal if someone spends more than 3 minutes. Call it a goal if they view more than 3 pages. And then I import those goals into AdWords, and that helps me know whether or not we're getting conversions or not, even though I don't know if they're lead forms or phone calls. Someone who spends 3 minutes on the site is much more likely to turn into a phone call or a lead form or to have done that than someone who spent 10 seconds on the site. So this is how you can track. If you don't have the ability to track lead forms or phone calls, AdWords really works well when you get conversion data, so still track something. And setting up your own traffic goals and analytics and importing them into AdWords as conversions, it gets the job done for me, Chris, and the client's happy with the performance. Now, I believe analytics provides their own version of this called SMART goals. Why don't you take a minute to talk about that?
Yeah, we've talked about it before in a previous podcast. Basically, my thoughts on the SMART goals is I think it's a template to start off with. I'm not a big fan of the low bar that the analytics system sets for the SMART goals. So if you find, you know, pause the podcast or just make a note. Go in and make sure you're not running SMART goals as a true conversion in your analytics or AdWords. If you are, change those basic settings, because the bar is set pretty low and you think I'm in the elite top status. I'm, you know, doing a 15% conversion rate. Make sure that those conversions are not low bar SMART goals that are set, because I've found in the past that they're a bit too easy, because it's like a SMART goal that's set up. I'm not sure what the metrics are for it, but it might be if someone doesn't bounce and they spend over 30 seconds, that might be a SMART goal that's already set up.
Rule number one on this show, Chris, between co-hosts that respect each other, is not to ask questions that the other one doesn't know, and not to expose the other one for them not knowing something as fundamental as conversion tracking, because we'd never do that to each other. Mm-hmm. But since you did it to me, let me do it to you. I don't ever go into SMART goals. I don't know exactly what they are. I have an idea of what they probably are. But I don't know the exact metrics. Do you?
No.
Okay. But you're saying, based on everything you know about when you let AdWords and analytics and Google take control of stuff, you don't think their SMART goal is as hardcore as my manual SMART goal, we could call it, of spending 3 minutes on the site.
Correct. It's essentially what you described, but the bar is set lower. You know, if you say 4 minutes plus three, you know, viewed three different pages, theirs might be 30 seconds and they viewed two pages.
They're going to be pretty liberal with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. And, you know, I should do my homework here and we'll look into that. And if anyone wants to push back and talk about SMART goals, send us an email if you're having success with them. We'd love to hear it on paidsearchpodcast.com. So, Chris, as we wrap up here, there's a few more kind of cool things I like to do in Google Analytics that you can't do in AdWords. For some of these things, I like to look at the analytics. By the way, everybody, when you do link analytics to AdWords, you can add bounce rate, pages per visit, time spent on site as columns to AdWords and get that data. But I don't believe you can do that, Chris, at the device page right now. And so you can't see what is my mobile bounce rate, what is my desktop bounce rate, how much time do mobile people spend versus desktop, how many pages do they view. You say before the podcast, you said this is not useful because you're a hardcore AdWords guy. You're an AdWords man and you go on conversions. But as I explained earlier, sometimes you don't have lead form conversions. It really is useful, Chris, to go in there and see, okay, is my mobile bounce rate like 95% and my desktop is like 50? And my time spent on site from mobile like 10 seconds and my desktop is like 2 minutes and 30 seconds? I love breaking down that traffic data at the device level from AdWords inside of analytics. Do you see the value there, my friend?
Oh, I do. I do. Okay. Because you can certainly go in and segment your conversion data by device and say, you know, 13 of my conversions were mobile and two of them were desktop, and make the decision that it's a better solution for me to push mobile. But if you look at the Google Analytics data within analytics outside of AdWords, you might find that actually time on site is really good. Maybe they're converting a different way. If you have a storefront, maybe they're coming in. Maybe you're not tracking phone numbers, so maybe a bunch of people are dialing the phone number from the desktop rather than mobile phones who just fill out a form. So there could be a lot of information there that would fill the full picture before you decided to block one device entirely simply based on conversion tracking.
So. That's a great point, and you basically verbalize what's in my head better than I did. It gives you a fuller picture mm-hmm. to help you make decisions. So it's not everything. You obviously want to go with conversions, lead form conversions, calls more, but it gives you a fuller picture here. So, Chris, the last one here, Chris, and this is just kind of a fun one because it validates what we say all the time, and I'm going to take a shot. It can validate Facebook data too. Okay, let's be honest, because someone's got to push back. If everyone's just taking it, we're here to push back a little bit, okay? So what you can do in analytics is you can look at your AdWords data, and you can look at your search campaign and your display campaign if you're running a display campaign, and see the wild differences that come with bounce
wild.
Rates and time on site.
Wild is an understatement. Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, first spring break when she's 19.
Wild, that kind of wild. Sure, yeah, exactly. That kind of wild. Yeah. Kind of wild. Yeah, I mean I hear arguments all the time about look at our cost per click. Our cost per click is really low that this one agency was getting us or this other guy was getting us. And I say, well, sure, they were splitting your cost per click between display and search. And I said, well, display's good. Look at these placements that we're getting. You know, we're on like New York Times. We're on this or that. And the only if they don't, let's say they don't even have conversion data. You know, they're just looking at their placement and their cost per click and how much value they're getting per traffic. Jason, all it comes down to is just take a screenshot of that time on site and bounce rate between search and display, yeah. And there's no argument. You will see.
Now
that
let's put a number on it. Let's take remarketing out here, Chris, and we're just doing placements, keywords, whatever kind of display targeting besides remarketing. What kind of bounce rates are we seeing here?
90%, 95%, absolutely.
I've tried campaigns 99%. I mean, it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the best I've seen is typically 90%. You know, 95 and higher is typical. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we're talking about display campaigns here versus
and not remarketing.
Not remarketing. And we're talking about versus search, which and a healthy
Chris,
search. What's a healthy search bounce
50,
rate?
60, 70.
Yeah. I mean, 70.
That's
70 should be
really healthy.
70 should be easy to get. You should be able to get 70. 50 is. You're doing a bang up job. I mean, 50.
And 10 or 15%, something's wrong with your analytics.
Yeah, 10 or 15%, that's some BS numbers. And I'm never going to believe anybody that has a 10% bounce rate.
70 is good. That's the threshold. 50 is great. Now, Chris, let's take one final shot before we sign off here. A lot of talk about Facebook these days. We had the great David Shapiro on the show. He explained how he's getting leads. I'm getting some leads from Facebook, believe it or not, Chris, for my own company. It works. But I would reckon to bet the bounce rate in analytics from Facebook campaigns is going to be way higher than Google search. Someone prove us wrong. So
I don't want to talk about no. Don't,
Chris
David,
does not want to do
put,
the Facebook.
No,
podcast.
Put the email down, David. Because no, don't prove us wrong. I'm reneging on that invitation. No, I don't want to argue about it anymore.
No, I was just saying, send us in data. Send us in data, Chris. Chris, they can go send us in data. Yeah. Like, it goes to both our emails.
Go ahead. Email me. I'll delete it. That's fine.
Okay. Frosty today, ladies and gentlemen. He's frosty. So, Chris, let's close up here. You know, I would say, Chris, we're a little over a year in. I'm happy with the results from the show. I think it's doing good things for us.
Oh, no.
And then I also think people are benefiting from it. And that's validated with our iTunes reviews. That's kind of the metric we go on to gauge success here.
Yes.
Really helps the show. And a man or a woman, can't prejudge,
don't
named
assume
Isaac named Isaac Maurice. And named I'm not going to say anything else. Named Isaac Maurice. He left us a review. I saw it last night, Chris. It made my night, honestly.
Yeah.
I had that little warm, tingly feeling that you get with every review.
Yeah.
This one touched me. You know why, Chris? He started off here. I'm going to read our iTunes review of the week. He said, yes!
Yeah. Well,
that's me,
well,
Chris.
You can see
that's
it's a Jason fan. Absolutely.
This is the best Google... he kind of took a little passive-aggressive shot at us, Chris. He said, this is the best Google search advertising podcast. Not overall AdWords. I don't like that word search. We talked about
search advertising. Google search. There's only one Google search advertising.
I know. Okay, I hear you. Maybe he wasn't taking shot. Maybe I'm a little on edge because I didn't know about conversions.
Still.
All right.
Come on. Okay. All right.
He said, I'm a 20-something PPC specialist, fresh, with 5 months of experience. With this, I feel like I have at least 2 years of experience. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
The podcast provides not only value, but also the entertainment due to Chris.
What?
And Jason's chemistry on mic.
Oh.
No complaints about the audio. Again, no one's saying anything about the audio.
And for that, I appreciate Isaac. I appreciate
Chris,
that.
Chris is our audio.
I'm the audio guy, and I know very little about it. So any listeners out there that have some tips, even if they are negative, I will take them because I'm trying to learn how to make this a better sounding podcast.
Yep.
But anyway.
Keep spreading the knowledge, Pepper. Love the show so much. I'm subscribed on YouTube, too. Isaac Maurice, thank you very much for the review.
Thank you.
Those help a ton. We are moving up in the rankings, Chris. I believe we are number 10 now.
Hey.
If you search AdWords in iTunes under podcasts, and we're at 20 ratings. Let's make a push. Let's push, people. Let's get to 25. So that's it.
You get
that's
the tote
it, Chris.
Bag. If you review now, you're in the running for a tote bag. We're going to do a drawing, aren't we? We're doing a tote bag drawing, I think.
We're going to send you out a free tote bag. We're going to send you out a free windbreaker. No need to send in your address. Mm. Don't worry about that.
It's in the mail.
It's on the way. It has shipped, and we're waiting on the carrier. So, Chris, that's it, buddy. That's our 66th episode. If you'll indulge me, I have a little YouTube content for you. Love to get your take on some things. We also have a YouTube channel that is growing rapidly. And Chris, I'm going to throw this out there and look at your facial reaction. We are getting demand to live stream the show on YouTube.
No, we're not.
And I'm all open for it, everybody. But
no, we're not.
Chris is shutting it down, everybody.
No. Because you know what, everybody? This, first and foremost, is a podcast, and we are not here to entertain by sight. We are here to feed your ears. And
hey, Chris,
and don't
if
forget,
that's the truth,
you people that are listening with your ears, we're not going to start live broadcasting this and making you feel like you're missing out on the show. This is all about an audio, and I'm not going to forget you guys. You guys are original.
Chris, if it's not about the video, then why are you looking so good?
I didn't like the results.
I got nothing else to say, Chris.
I didn't like the results on our search page. Like, whenever you looked at our YouTube channel, I looked really bad. I needed to.
You're so vain. So, everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for. He's going to hit me. If he was near me, he'd hit me. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
We got a good one. I'm gonna say it now, Chris. I'm going to commit to it. We got a great debate.
I'm excited.
We'll be back next Monday with the great debate. Thanks for listening.